This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to make your fortune Satoprithan, make a great deal of effort to stay in remembrance. Constantly remember, I am a soul, and I have to claim my full inheritance from the Father. Question. Why do some children find it difficult to keep a chart of their remembrance? Answer. Because some do not understand remembrance accurately. When they sit down to have remembrance, their intellects wander outside. They do not become peaceful. They then spoil the atmosphere. If they don't have remembrance, how can they write their chart? If someone writes lies, he receives a great deal of punishment. You have to tell the truth to the true Father. Song. Having awakened my fortune, I have come. Om Shanti. Every day, the spiritual father explains to you children that you must become soul conscious as much as possible. Have the faith that each of you is a soul and remember the Father, because you know that you have to come to this unlimited Father to create your unlimited fortune of happiness. Therefore, you definitely have to remember the Father. Without becoming pure and Satoprithan, how can you make your destiny Satoprithan? Remember this very well. There is only one main thing. Write this down and keep it with you. People write things on their arms. You too can write, I am a soul and am claiming my inheritance from the unlimited Father. Maya makes you forget this. If you have written it somewhere, you can remember it again and again. People put up a picture of Om or of Krishna, etc., so that they can remember it. This is the newest of all remembrances. Only the unlimited Father explains this to you. By understanding this, you don't only become 100 times fortunate, but you become multi-million times fortunate. Due to not knowing the Father and not remembering him, you have become poverty-stricken. It is only the one Father who comes to make your life happy forever. Although people remember him, they don't know him at all. People abroad have learnt from the people of Bharat to say that God is omnipresent. When Bharat falls, everyone falls. It is Bharat that is responsible for making itself fall and also for making everyone else fall. The Father says, I come here and make Bharat into heaven, a land of truth. They have very much defamed the one who creates such a heaven. They have forgotten him. This is why it is written, when there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. The Father comes and explains the meaning of this too. It is the greatness of the one Father. You now know that the Father definitely comes, and that this is why people celebrate the birthday of Shiva. However, they don't value the birthday of Shiva at all. You children understand that it must definitely have been because he has been and gone that his birthday is celebrated. He is the one who establishes the golden age, the original, eternal deity religion. All others know that their religion was established at such and such a time and by so and so. Before them, there was only the deity religion. They don't know at all where that religion disappeared to. The Father now comes and explains to you. The Father is the highest on high. There is no praise of anyone else. What is the praise of the founders of religions? The Father carries out the establishment of a pure world and the destruction of this impure world. He enables you to conquer Maya. This is an unlimited aspect. The kingdom of Ravan exists over the whole unlimited world. It is not a question of that limited Lanka. This story of victory and defeat is of Bharat. All of the rest are byplots. It is in Bharat that there are the double-crowned and single-crowned kings. None of the other great emperors that have been and gone had a crown of light. Only the deities had this. Deities were anyway the masters of heaven. Shiv Baba is called the Supreme Father, the Purifier. How can he be given light? Light can only be given to someone who is impure, that is, to someone who has no light. Shiv Baba never becomes one without light. How could you show light on a point? It is not possible. Day by day, Baba continues to explain many deep points which you should keep in your intellect as much as you can. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is in this that there are many obstacles of Maya. Although some write their charts saying they have 50-60% remembrance, they don't understand what the pilgrimage of remembrance is. They continue to ask, can this be called remembrance? It is very difficult. Even when you sit here for 10-15 minutes, you should check whether you are sitting in remembrance accurately. There are many who are not able to stay in remembrance, therefore they spoil the atmosphere. There are many who create obstacles because they don't stay in remembrance. Their intellects continue to wander outside the whole day. Therefore they don't become peaceful when they come here, and this is why they don't write their charts. When lies are written, there is greater punishment. Many children make mistakes and then hide them from the Father. They do not speak the truth. If you call him the Father, but then don't tell him the truth, so much sin would be accumulated. If someone does something really bad, he would be too ashamed to speak the truth about it. So generally he would tell lies. It is said Maya is false, the body is false, and the world is false. People have become completely body conscious. It is good to speak the truth. Others would then learn from you too. You have to be truthful here. Together with this knowledge, the pilgrimage of remembrance is also essential, because it is only through the pilgrimage of remembrance that you yourselves and the world are going to benefit. This knowledge is very easy to explain. It is remembrance that requires effort. Everyone knows how a tree emerges from a seed. You have the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. There is also the knowledge of the seed and the tree. The Father is the truth, the living being, and the ocean of knowledge. He has this knowledge which he explains to you. This is something totally uncommon. This is the human world tree. No one knows this either. All have been saying, Netty, Netty, neither this nor that. If they don't know the duration, what else would they know? Among you two, there are very few who know this very well. That is why you arrange seminars to take everyone's opinion. Anyone can give advice. It isn't only those whose names are mentioned who can give advice. It isn't because your name isn't mentioned, you can't give advice, no. If anyone has some advice to give for service, then just put it in writing. The Father says, whenever you want to give some advice, just write to Baba. Baba, service can increase a great deal with this method. Anyone can give advice. Baba will then see the different types of advice that have come. Baba continues to tell you to gather together and think about how to give everyone the message and benefit Bharat. Write and tell Baba these things. Maya has put everyone to sleep. The Father comes when death is in front of you. The Father says it is now everyone's stage of retirement. Whether you study or not, everyone definitely has to die. Whether you are making preparations or not, the new world is definitely going to be established. All the good children are making their own preparations. The example of Sudama has been remembered because he brought a handful of rice. Baba, I too should receive a palace. What could he do if he only had a handful of rice and nothing else? Baba gives the example of Mama. She didn't even bring a handful of rice, yet she claimed such a high status. There is no question of money in this. You have to stay in remembrance and make others equal to you. Baba doesn't ask for any fees, etc. Some people understand that they do have some money and so they want to give it to the Yagya to be used in a worthwhile way. Destruction is going to take place anyway, so everything will go to waste. At least let me use something in a worthwhile way by doing this. Every human being definitely gives at least some donations or performs some charity. Those donations and charity come from sinful souls and go to sinful souls. Nevertheless, they do receive a temporary reward for that. For example, someone who builds a university or college, etc. If he has a lot of wealth and builds a dharamshala, he receives a good home, but there would still be illness, etc. However, if someone builds a hospital, he would have good health, but all his desires would not be fulfilled through that. Here, all your desires are being fulfilled by the unlimited Father. You are becoming pure. Therefore, it is good to use all your wealth to make the world pure. You receive liberation and liberation in life, and that too is for half a cycle. Everyone asks how they can receive peace. That can only be received in the land of peace. There is no peacelessness in the Golden Age, because there is only one religion there. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is peacelessness. It is remembered that as is King Rama, so are the subjects of Rama. That is a land of immortality. The word death does not exist in that land of immortality. Here, people suddenly die while just sitting doing nothing. This is called a land of death, and that is called a land of immortality. There is no death there. They shed their old bodies and become children again. There are no diseases. There is so much benefit there. You are becoming ever healthy by following the directions of Sri Sri. Therefore, many spiritual centres like this should be opened. Even if only a few come, that is no less. At this time, no human beings know the duration of the drama. When they ask you, who taught you this? Tell them, it is the Father who is telling us all of this. There are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You too are a Brahma Kumar, a child of Shiv Baba. You are also a child of Prajapita Brahma. This one is the great-great-grandfather of humanity. We Brahma Kumars and Kumaris have emerged from him. There are genealogical trees. Your deity clan is one that gives great happiness. You become elevated here and then go and rule a kingdom there. This cannot stay in anyone's intellect. It has been explained to you children that deities cannot set foot in this Tamopratan world. There can be traces of their non-living images, but not of their living forms. Therefore, the Father explains, children, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Don't perform any sinful acts, but create ways of doing service. Children say, Baba, I will become like Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father says, may there be a rose in your mouth. May you truly become like that. However, you also need to make effort to do this. In order to claim a high status, serve others to make them equal to you. One day, you will see that each guide brings 100 to 200 pilgrims with him. As you progress further, you will see everything. You can't be told everything beforehand. You will continue to see whatever happens. This is an unlimited drama. You play the main parts with the Father. You are making this old world new. This is the most elevated confluence age. You are now becoming the masters of that land of happiness. There will be no name or trace of sorrow there. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. He comes and liberates you from sorrow. Some people of Bharat think that because they have all that wealth and big palaces and electricity, this is heaven for them. All of that is the pomp of Maya. They invent many facilities for happiness. They build huge palaces and buildings, but then death suddenly comes. There is no fear of death there. Here, when someone dies suddenly, they mourn the death of that person so much. They go and shed tears for that person at his grave. They all have their own customs and systems. There are many opinions. Such things don't exist in the Golden Age. There they shed a body and take another. You are going to a place where there is so much happiness. You have to make so much effort for that. You have to take directions at every step. Others take directions from their gurus or husbands, or they continue to move along according to their own opinions. How useful are devilish directions? They will only push you towards becoming devilish. You are now receiving God's directions, which are the highest on high. This is why it is said, elevated versions of God. You children are making the whole world into heaven by following Srimat. You are becoming the masters of that heaven. This is why you have to take Srimat at every step. However, if it is not in someone's fortune, he doesn't follow his directions. Baba has said that if you have any advice to give, then send it to Baba. Baba knows who are worthy of giving advice. Many new children continue to emerge. Baba knows which children are good. Shopkeepers should also give advice on how to create methods to give the father's introduction. Continue to remind everyone in the shop. When it was the golden age in Bharat, there was just the one religion. There is nothing to become upset about in this. The father of all is one. The father says, constantly remember me alone, and you will be absolved of your sins and become the masters of heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Follow Srimat and serve to make the whole world into heaven. Make many others equal to you. Protect yourself from devilish directions. 2. Make your soul Satopritan by making effort to have remembrance. Use the handful of rice that you have in a worthwhile way, like Sudama did, and have all your desires fulfilled. Blessing. May you become immortal and imperishable by having the determination to belong to the one father and none other. The stage of each child who has the determination to belong to the one father and none other automatically and easily becomes constant and stable. When they have this determination, the imperishable thread of all relationships is forged, and they receive the blessing of becoming constantly immortal and imperishable. By having this determination, they receive a special lift for their efforts. Those who have all relationships with the One Father automatically receive all attainments. Slogan: let your thinking, speaking and doing all become equal, and you will then be called a most elevated effort maker. Aviat signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. At any time, when you need a particular relationship, make God belong to you in that relationship. Say from your heart, my Baba, and Baba will say, my child. Merge yourself in this ocean of love. This love is such a canopy of protection that even Maya cannot come under this canopy. This is the way to become an easy yogi. Om Shanti.